Welcome to the Kenkel Fritz and Friends podcast. If you want to hear the show, you can find it on Family Life Radio. If you want to find a station near you, you can go to myflr.org or stream it online.
Hey, good morning. We are Kenkel Fritz and Friends. Now, I'm confused about something. You're saying that today was better than yesterday.
Oh, the 15th is absolutely better than February 14th.
Like, what?
You think about it. We all know what today is really about.
We do?
Yeah.
I guess I didn't know.
It's about this.
Oh.
Those M&Ms, peanut and plain, those chocolate hearts drive me insane. I won't postpone, will not delay. Was at the store at dawn today.
We don't open for another 3 hours.
I'm buying Hershey's, Kit Kats, Paydays. Have Russell Stover and stock I pray. Those Butterfingers, they call my name. It's all half off today. It's half off today.
Valentine's candy.
It's half off today.
I'm coming for it.
It's half off today.
Give me that. I saw that Reese's first.
Get back, get out my way. I'm running up today.
That is my box of chocolates.
Ow, you grabbed that right out of my hand.
Man, that girl didn't leave nothing on these shelves.
Give me the candy.
Yeah, right.
Oh, wow.
I assume that when you were watching the Super Bowl, you saw those He Gets Us ads. They've been on television for a little over a year now, and I've seen them during major sporting events. You know, when you're watching World Series, they play some serious, significant ad buys.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a Christian group that's behind all this, of course, and the whole idea behind the He Gets Us ad is to tell or encourage people that Jesus was a human being. Of course, he was 100% God, 100% man. But the Bible talks about how he basically removed his ability to use his power. And so you're like, well, how did he do all the miracles? The same way that you and I can rely on God for miracles, he relied on God.
Amen.
And so there's this serious criticism from Christians.
Oh, goodness.
That think that in a way you're dumbing down God. Making him human. Well, he was 100% human. The Bible says that he felt everything that we felt. He was tempted in every way that we were tempted. He experienced humanity. In fact, that's the only way that Jesus truly could replace us on the cross, because the Bible says that we all deserve to die when he was the perfect replacement. If he wasn't a man, then it wouldn't be the perfect replacement.
Right.
But there is this...
And if he didn't... If he didn't sit with sinners and go to dinner with sinners.
Right.
Yes.
If he didn't walk with women who were about to lose their life due to infidelity. Wow. That is exactly what he did.
Yep.
And then he filled them in on the salvation story as we would do as well. Love first.
I'm just worried. Why are we so picky with each other?
I don't know. I have seen so much complaining on social media, and I'm like, I feel like it's all overshadowing how many people were introduced to Jesus during the Super Bowl.
Yes.
And they maybe never would go to church.
Right.
Maybe they weren't raised in a household of faith. I thought that was, what an incredible way to reach him in 60 seconds, you know?
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, you become a follower of Christ, and then you learn how to judge others.
Yeah.
No.
That's not good. We shouldn't be doing that.
Right.
How often do we say that Jesus wants you to come to him today as you are? You don't have to get all cleaned up. Jesus loves you. He understands your struggle, and he's here for you, and then the growth will happen once you accept his gift of salvation.
Yeah.
Then the growth happens. And that's what those spots are all about, is, you know, come to him today. He loves you where you're at. You're never too far.
Nope, you're not. And he gets you. He does. Hey, if you have a perspective on this, maybe we're wrong. I don't know. 888-888-9976. Give us a call. The Super Bowl. Well, actually, I just want to say this regarding the Super Bowl. Our prayers are with the families and those in the Kansas City area. Mm-hmm. What happened in the parade yesterday afterwards, and pretty senseless. Doesn't make any sense at all. So during the Super Bowl itself, there was a ad put out by a Christian group, the He Gets Us ads. You've probably seen these on TV. They're during major events on television. And this ad, that there's two different ads that played. One of them was Jesus washing, well, it wasn't Jesus himself. It had a girl washing, you know, feet mm-hmm. of people. And it was talking about how Jesus gets us. He was a human being like we were. And he gets you. He gets what you're going through. And there was griping from Christians that we were sort of dumbing down God in a way, making him too much like us. Yeah. It's like, well, he was 100% human being, mm-hmm. 100% God. So yeah. I don't quite get that there. But just wondering what you take about that. What's your take? As Christians, why are we griping with each other so much? I don't understand that. Hey, just think how many people saw that.
I love that about that ad.
888-888-9976. Good morning.
Good morning. I just want you to know that I love your station and I never call in, but I happen to have it on and heard your discussion this morning.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Erin from Lansing. And I thought they were great as well. And I didn't really see that there would be any backlash, and I was very surprised to see that. And I understand your perspective that, like, why are Christians nitpicking at each other? We got a Christian commercial on the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that should be a reason Amen. To praise God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I just wanted to say that I totally agree with you. Like, it was awesome. It could, you know, make people pause who don't go to church. Mm-hmm. And yeah, you know, it could have been 100% gospel, but people will get there, right? Mm-hmm. So yeah, I disagree with you. So.
And I thought it did a great job of hitting all the points that make Absolutely. Things so divisive now, like bringing both sides together.
Yeah.
I love mm-hmm. that as well. Yeah.
Well, look at the church, and if they see us, you know, criticizing each other, that's going to turn them off.
That's what I think.
100%.
Can't we? Well, they all know us that we are Christians by our love.
Love.
Yeah.
mm-hmm. Mm-mm. Yeah.
No, they'll know we're Christians by our griping about a Christian spot during the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, Erin, thank you so much for chiming in. Appreciate it.
You bet. Bless you guys.
Well, thank you. Family Life Radio.
This is Belinda.
Belinda, where are you calling from?
Gladwin, Michigan. I just wanted to tell you guys now, you know, thanks for pointing that out about the whole TV ad there.
Yeah.
Yes, you know, seeing all the negative stuff and everything that people were posting about it, I'm like, are you kidding me? You know?
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to thank you guys for pointing out. I was like, we got to stop fighting amongst ourselves, you know, and just whatever it takes to get people to Jesus is what, you know, we need to focus on.
You know, I love what you just said, and this may sound provocative, but I used to go to a church. We moved, and so we can't anymore. I love the church. But the pastor said this. He said, I'm going to do everything short of sinning to bring people to Jesus.
You know, I need some help, you guys.
Oh.
I'm not a gift giver. It's my biggest struggle, and here's what's happening.
Okay.
My niece is moving away from all of us, the family, states and states away.
Okay.
And I'm like, it's her birthday. We're going to get together this weekend. I want to give her something that says, I love you. And I don't know what that would be. Misty, you've got friends who give you gifts. I see it. I'm like, what is that gene that I am missing?
Yeah.
You know, I would agree. I'll just... Sally, I'm on your side.
It
mean, not meaning that I don't want to be good at not giving gifts, but I'm just not. I think it is a personality that people truly have that ability.
Yeah.
Yes.
They're just good at that.
And my mother has that. I should call her.
My mother-in-law, too. She's somehow, but I think it's this, too.
What's that?
These people are very intuitive. They're very observant. And it's almost like they're inside their brain. Maybe they are writing it down. I don't know. It's like they're mentally taking notes
yeah.
of
yes.
what would be good.
And you and me, Sally, are just like, boom, 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 boom. We don't
I want to be that other person.
I know. Oh, I would love to be that other person, especially when it comes like something special for my wife. I'm like, I don't know.
I have a friend who keeps running notes on her phone like that. So you may have said something 2 years ago, and then the opportunity comes up for her to bless you with something that you were like, oh, I would really, like, she can look back and go, oh, you mentioned this. I know you're going to enjoy it. Like, I mean, it's, I'm not there either, because I'm definitely a fly by the seat of your pants. I don't have that planning, that intentionality, I guess, for lack of a better word.
Now, she's moving, like, now, for those that don't know, the Family Life Radio Morning Show is based in Arizona. So yes. She's moving out of state?
She's moving to Oregon, where she has no family. None of us live anywhere near there. We can't get there easily. And so I want to help her take a little bit of us with her.
Yeah.
And
well, you could see the first thought that came to my mind was give her a cactus. But wow. Here's a prickly reminder.
Sorry.
Maybe you're a fantastic gift giver. Some people are. Some people could use help in that area. I'm one of those people. So is Sally.
Yes.
So help your me. Niece is moving away. Where's she moving to?
She's moving from Arizona to Oregon.
All right. And Sally, like me, needs help in the gift giving area.
That's right.
So what do you give somebody that and Misty, you pointed it out, people that are good gift givers, it's almost like they're in a way secretly observing you nonstop to know what you would love.
I have a friend who will take notes. And so she can like look back 2 years ago to what you said and go, oh, this will be a great gift.
It's like a superpower.
It is.
Yeah. I don't know how that works out, but. We're just looking at, maybe you've been there before. Maybe you've got an idea. 888-888-9976. Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning. I have a gift idea for Sally.
Awesome. Woo. Well, who is this and where are you calling from?
This is Marilee and I'm calling from Glendale, Arizona.
All right, what do you got?
Okay, so her heart is in Arizona. So get a little plaque picture of the state of Arizona with a heart in Arizona.
Oh.
Like wherever she lives, like Tucson or wherever. Put the heart where she lives so that when she hangs it on her wall in Oregon, she can know that her heart is in Arizona.
Ooh, you know what? They have stuff like this out there for sale already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My wife got some, well, in fact, she got a mug from her best friend who is Indiana, where we used to live in the Indianapolis area. And on the mug, it's got like a an Indiana connected to an Arizona.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cute.
I was about to say, you can even connect to the state that she's moving to.
Right.
To Oregon. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
That's a good idea.
I love that.
Yeah, I have a Wisconsin one with a heart in, so for my son that's living in Wisconsin. So I always look at that picture and I know that my heart is there too.
You know, maybe you could make a custom made one that shows the new Oregon Trail from Arizona.
The new Oregon Trail.
Yeah, that'd be really cute.
But it could say in subtitles, I hope you didn't get dysentery on the way.
Marilee, I'm going to follow you.
Our Love Your Neighbor promotion is going on. This is where you nominate an unsung hero, maybe somebody in need, and we see what happens. I'll tell you what happens. God happens.
Mm-hmm.
People are moved, and they want to help out in some way, shape, or form. Here's the phone number to call to nominate somebody. 888-888-9976. Tessa is with us. And tell us who you want to nominate.
I wanted to nominate my coworker, Tanja.
Tell us about Tanja.
So she is currently raising her last of her four children. And she's also taking care of her elderly mom, who's got a lot of health problems.
Is she a single mom?
She is a single mom.
Okay.
She has had quite a difficult life.
Mm.
She worked paycheck to paycheck. Which person am I going to pay the bill for each month? But she does it with a smile on her face.
Mm.
She's got the best heart for Christ, and she encourages me every day.
Mm.
And even with the little that she has, she still tries to spoil my baby.
Aww.
And then we work with teenagers in behavioral health, and she is always putting in extra hours and really being there for them in their hardest moments. And it can be a really tough job. And she's always listening to worship music and singing and praying with us and just encouraging us each day. And she's just a wonderful human being.
So what is it that you want to do for
her? I don't know if it's possible, but her rent, gas, and things like that. Like, she's got to figure out the different cards and borrow money sometimes.
Oh, wow.
I would say, like, rent would be the most challenging thing.
Yeah. Well, somebody could call in and maybe help out with a gas card, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, that would be, yeah.
Grocery card, maybe, yeah.
Groceries. Okay, well, hold on here. We'll get your information and see what we can do.
All right, thank you.
So maybe that moved you today. You know, we have a budget that's put together to help provide some things like what she's describing there. There's no way we have the money to help out all of these needs. Maybe you were moved by what Tessa said about Tanja. Why not call right now and maybe you can help out? Help out with a gift card?
Yeah.
Who knows? This is between you and God. 888-888-9976. And that's the same phone number to call if you want to nominate somebody. And thank you for doing that, by the way.
It's Kinkle Fritz and Friends here on Family Life Radio with our good news of the day.
It's good news.
Share what God is doing in your life. 888-888-9976. Janice, what's your good news?
So I've been married to my husband about 7.5 years now, and my dad had passed away the year before. So my husband fortunately never got to meet my dad, and my grandmother lived from where we were living across the country, and she was getting pretty up in age. I think she was around 90. I knew that that was like the closest relative to my dad, so it was really important for him to meet. But the job he was working at, it just wasn't really sustaining us too well, and we had a little toddler, and financially it was just a really hard place. But we felt so led to take this road trip across the country from Tennessee to Washington so that we could see her before she passed. So we were visiting family in North Dakota, and we needed gas, and we had, I think, like $50 or something in our bank account, and we knew we would still need to fill up another tank of gas, so we surrendered to God. So we filled up this tank in faith, and then I don't know how it worked out, but somehow God put $23 in our bank account. It got us exactly where we needed to go.
Oh, wow.
And it's not like it's a crazy amount. Yeah,
and you know, it's so funny because I think people sometimes think that when God says he'll provide, we kind of expect these huge amounts to come in. And
yes.
I think some of the most faith-building stories I hear are stories like yours, where it's just what you need in just the right time. And it's just his little way of saying, hey, I'm taking care of you.
That's how he keeps us in faith with him. So thank you for what you all do. It's so encouraging, especially with little ones in the car to hear it.
Well, thank you. I'm so glad that you're part of the family. You know, humbled that you're blessed by what you hear. And I appreciate you sharing that story. Thank you for calling this morning.
You're so welcome.
Somebody sent us this. I thought this was really good. Talking about, you know, when you are making decisions, where are you going to? Your own thoughts, ideas, and emotions? Or are you going to God?
Mm.
You know, the Bible says to not lean on your own understanding, which is one of my favorite verses, by the way. The Bible is being serious. It says your heart is deceitful, your emotions fluctuate, your understanding does not see the overall big picture. See, God never lies. God never changes. God knows all, so you can trust him. Because the rest of the verse says, in all your ways, acknowledge him and he'll direct your path. So I'll just tell you this personally. I was at a point where we have a daughter diagnosed with multiple special needs. Maybe you didn't know that. And we have to have a wheelchair van. Mm-hmm. And we needed one desperately. This is where our daughter was getting bigger and bigger and bigger. She was sitting in like a very large kind of it would fit like a larger kid car seat.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to pick her up out of her wheelchair, put her in, and my back.
Oh, goodness.
Was in trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really getting worried about this. I'm really getting serious about, okay, God, where are you? And I really need, you know, and I'm starting to figure it out on my own. I'm like doing a ton of research. I'm looking at this website. I'm looking at that site. I'm looking at this car. I'm looking at that. I mean, I'm like really getting into this and I'm getting nowhere, guys. And finally, I really got into this verse and said, all right, you know what, God? I'm not going to lean on my own understanding. In fact, if I find myself starting to be worried about this, I'm just going to give it to you. And so it was like, I had to like out loud sometimes, I'm not going to think about this. Literally,
exactly.
I'm like arguing with myself. And I said, I'm just going to completely give it to you and I'm not going to worry about it. And I did. It's not like I forgot about it. It just wasn't consuming me anymore. I really tried to put it on him. And somebody contacted me and said, hey, I heard that you're looking for a wheelchair van. I said, yeah, well, I've got one. Yeah. So she goes, hey, you want to come look at it? And we get the address. I go out there and look at the van and I'm like, this is really going to work for my family. She goes, well, you're probably wondering how much I want to charge for this. I said, yeah. She says, I'm going to give it to you.
Oh, wow.
Amazing.
You know, I have found that I've got a good friend of mine who gets into financial situations and is too quick to go to credit cards, too quick to... Mm. What if I was trying to figure this out on my own? I'd probably find a van and I'd have a car payment.
Yeah,
that's right.
God's got a better plan for you. He does.
Yes.
And maybe it involves not jumping to your own conclusion right away, but maybe it... I've noticed this, not leaning on your own understanding sometimes involves waiting.
That's hard.
Yeah, it is, because God is working on your behalf, but sometimes we're too quick to jump in, and maybe he's got a better plan. Well, I'm not going to say maybe.
He does.
Yeah.
Have you ever realized just what a personal disaster you are by the state that your bag is in?
Wow, what are you talking about?
Your purse or your desk or whatever. I am not a very organized person and I carry a lot with me.
Yes.
I mean, you guys see that I come in here with a massive purse and I just tote my whole life in that. And then I have a work bag on top of that. And I've been on the search for the perfect work bag that can fit all my junk, basically. And so I found a really good one. I was transferring my stuff over from my old bag and I find this little box in the very bottom of it. It had slipped under some envelopes or something that stuff. Stuff. And I open it and it is this beautiful cross charm bracelet. And I was like, oh, where did this come from? And so I immediately go to my husband and I said, did you slip this into my bag when I wasn't looking? And he said, that's really pretty, but I can't take credit for that. I've never seen it. I don't know what it's from.
Oh, wow. Good, Jason. I see. I would be so tempted to go, well, yeah, you know.
He was very honest. And I'm thinking back, and I'm like, where did this come from? And I remember the last time I got a piece of cross jewelry. It was from our lovely Shannon, our very own Shannon, who does middays here at Family Life Radio. And I was like, no, wait a minute. The last time that we crossed paths, because, you know, things get crazy and we're not always in the same place. The week after Thanksgiving. Oh. And I messaged her and I said, did you put this in my bag in November? And she said, yes, did you just now find it? And I went, I did. I have not seen it prior to just this moment. It's been in my bag for 2 months and I had no idea. Oh, like, that's how messy my bag was. So she said, well, I guess God meant for it to be a Valentine's gift. An early Christmas gift. Yeah. So thank you, Shannon. I didn't
say roughly
thank
two
you
and a half
yesterday.
Months later. It's the gift that kept on giving that never was given in the first place. That's hilarious.
Love it.
All right. Well, if you want to unpack your disorganization, give us a call. That's hilarious.
Oh, man.
I love that. Well, at least you finally found it.
I did. Thank you, Shannon.
That's hilarious.
There has been a lot talked about since the Super Bowl, like your social media feed likely inundated with Travis Kelce.
Oh, yeah.
Taylor Swift.
Yep.
Halftime show. Controversy over the He Gets Us ad. And a lot of people missed something or someone. And that is Brock Purdy, who plays for the 49ers.
What did you see or what did we miss?
Well, you know, when he was in high school, a lot of college coaches said that he was below average in height, like strength and accuracy. They were like, not the worst, not the best. Dead last in the NFL draft, called Mr. Irrelevant, the lowest paid NFL quarterback. Last year, he took his team to the NFC Championship. They probably would have won if he hadn't gotten injured. And then this year, he was in the Super Bowl. I mean, you talk about the very definition of not letting other people define you, the very definition of not giving up. I think it's a really great example of when God is for you, nobody can be against you.
I agree.
What a great role model. I saw somebody say number 13 for the 49ers won the night just by being there. And I loved that.
I love that too. And if you didn't know, Brock loves Jesus.
I could see that just in his countenance.
He's got a very humble spirit about him, doesn't he? And
not surprised to learn that.
Yeah. So his whole family, he grew up in a Christian home.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I love that. That is awesome. And what a way to represent Jesus. Way to go, Brock. You know, you can say who you were rooting for, and I was kind of rooting for the Niners to win. Just because of Brock, you know. Although, Patrick Mahomes is a Christian too.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's pretty neat.
Yes, I had a praise this morning, and I just wanted to tell you guys about it.
Awesome. Well, who's this?
This is Joe.
I got joy, 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 joy down in my heart today.
Love to hear these joy reports. You can share yours at 888-888-9976. So, all right, Jill, what's going on?
I actually had a breast biopsy yesterday, and it came back negative for cancer.
Yay!
Awesome.
That's good news.
That's reason to rejoice.
Yeah.
So, praising God this morning for that.
How does that make you feel?
Very, very relieved. I didn't want to wait the 6 months to find out. I have a family history of cancer. So that was a really big relief to find out that I did not have it. So
that's good news.
Yes. When they found out that there was something concerning there, they did what they needed to right away. And I was very happy that the doctors did what they needed to. God led them, I'm sure, and everything went fine.
Well, you have a wonderful day, and thanks for sharing your praise. It's awesome.
Well, you do the same, and I'm just happy today, very happy.
Amen.
How do you do with knowing somebody's not a fan of you?
Ooh. Oh, my.
It's hard, isn't it? I saw this, and because I do spend so much of my time worrying about what other people think of me, it's kind of a lifelong struggle. It really stood out. Said, I think something people need to understand is that others disliking you is not necessarily a bad thing. When you are embodying your true authentic self, often it will create fear in people who still operate from their ego. So if you want to grow, if you want to heal, if you want to evolve, you kind of have to let go of wanting to be liked by everyone.
You know, it's an interesting that people are afraid. That's fear of you when you're authentic. That's fascinating. I don't know if I agree with that or not. But I do believe this. I do believe it's virtually impossible for everyone to like you all the time.
And I do think you have to couch your thoughts that are being presented in a way that you think people maybe would receive it. In other words, you have to think about the people you're with.
Well, yeah, you got to know your audience. And,
yes, there.
But I do believe in this. I think the more that you are authentically you, the better it is that you're going to attract somebody that would like who you really are anyway. But let's just face it, if you're not acting like yourself, who are you attracting?
Yeah. And I remember hearing something one time that I thought it was kind of harsh, but I guess there's a lot of truth to it. What other people think of you actually not your business.
Oh, that's a good point, Misty. Right? I like that.
It's a hard one.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. I would love to connect with you on Facebook and Instagram, where you can share your good news or joy report. Just look for and like FLR Mornings.
Thanks for listening to the Kinkle Fritz and Friends podcast, heard on Family Life Radio. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.